Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Ben Vanel here. I'm feeling fine, I'm feeling fresh, and I'm feeling excited to do a podcast with our third co-host.
That's me, Adam Knox. I'm feeling low, I'm feeling dusty, and I'm... begrudgingly doing it now. I enjoy doing this podcast. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it too, because I tell you fucking what.
Yeah.
Right. I'm fuck talking bullshit for ages. You know what happened?
Got a war. You packed all the bullshit into half a sentence.
Yeah,
there.
I'll get it done. Oh yeah, how much does a mattress cost? All right. So
wait a minute.
Just some fucking bullshit.
How much was your mattress, Tommy?
God damn it.
I don't know.
God,
but my bit of bullshit for this week was going to be saying thank you to everyone who came to our live show over the weekend.
Yeah.
We've got to get that out of the way. We've got to say thank you to those people.
Yeah, that was very fun. Thank
that
you
was
very much
fun
for coming.
Yes,
thank you to everyone who watched online as well and was very active in the YouTube chat.
Yes.
You may have been able to notice on the stream a laptop on a table next to us. We did have grand plans of checking the chat. And then once you get caught in the riftide, it's just time gets away from you.
It really does.
It's hard to open up that chat window.
Yeah.
And we should also plug Giant July over on our Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening
right now.
Because,
hey, we won't be able to afford God of War 2 if people don't continue to support us on Patreon.
God of War 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. God of War 8, technically.
Yes.
Okay, right.
It's crazy. I love looking at Call of Duties and figuring out which number Call of Duty it is as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It is genuinely something I enjoy.
Yeah, that was evidenced in our little trivia game we played at the live show where wonderful Brett took on Knox at guessing the year of release of games.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he did get a point. I think he might have got two.
He got the I didn't know the more recent ones. Untitled Goose Game I missed.
Yes.
But yeah, Giant July. I know that it's July right now. That's a part of the year I do know. And it means that over on the Patreon, we're doing a bunch of extra stuff. If you sign up for that like $10 tier, that is all the content tier basically.
Because
you get the Bandcamp episodes on there now and all of that stuff. Thank you to everyone who signed up already for July. Thank you to everyone who feels like they want to. Thank you to everyone else who just wants to listen to this.
Yeah, and the next four weekends, we got some big special stuff coming up on there. We've got a movie commentary that we're going to record right after this. We're doing the movie Warcraft.
Yes.
A couple of live streams where we're going to play games with people and do a Q&A thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing another Bandcamp this month.
Yep.
Yes.
So get on there.
The calling them Bandcamp episodes means less and less.
Premium episodes.
Yeah. Premium episodes.
Premium episodes.
So super long about console flops and failures in video games and stuff like that. So yeah, if you get on there on the Patreon right now, you'll get all of that stuff and you'll get access to the streams that we're doing and you get the bonus episode every week as well. And the whole back catalog.
Exactly.
Heaps of stuff on there.
There's so much on there.
Link in the podcast description and I'll say it right now as well. Patreon.com/filthycasualspod
So isolate that audio out, put it into a audition and then click the waveform and that'll take you straight to the website.
So fuck July. It's July right now and July will be fun, but
you're already thinking ahead.
If I could bonk my head with a mallet and go unconscious until the 11th, no, the 9th of November.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Remember.
I struggled to just then, days after.
It's easy to remember. It's 9th of the 11th month.
Yeah.
So 9/11.
Yeah. In Australia.
It is. It is 9/11. Wow. So that's when
a regular day over here.
Yep.
Mm.
I'm really looking forward to it. They put out like a little teaser trailer. I really believe that they will hit this date with how they've
laid
this thing out.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah. Because it's just been rolled out. This just kind of happened, was it?
Last night.
Last night here. And it wasn't part of a big, state of play or like an E3 thing or anything like that. It literally just was an announcement on the socials.
They put up a big, weird, long video of the voice actor for Thor and one of the studio people, I don't remember what his role was, unboxing the two large collector's editions.
Oh, yeah.
The collector's edition and the Jotun edition.
Oh, and were they the giants? Is that who the Jotun were in the game?
That sounds right. With the two dots over the U, which makes it a bit of a fancy U.
Mm.
And those things have like some cool little trinkets and whatever. You got like a Thor's hammer and a map and whatever, little figurines.
What's
and
the also, map of?
Tasmania?
New Jersey, yeah. But you don't get...
Is it a map of Tasmania?
It is a map of whatever the area... like the realm that God of War Ragnarok takes place in, I think.
Okay, and that could be Tasmania. It hasn't been confirmed yet.
It hasn't been confirmed that it's not Tasmania.
Thank you.
A lot of really dark mofos.
I feel like this is one of those journalist gotcha questions.
Yeah.
It's like, will you denounce it? And I'm like, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Will you denounce corruption in your party? Well, there isn't any.
Yeah.
A lot of dark mofo style imagery in God of War. So it could be it could be Hobart. It could take place in Hobart for sure.
Hopefully it's not in Tasmania because you only get a digital copy of the game. You don't get a disc in these versions.
In the collector's edition.
Pretty weird.
That's weird.
So you get a download code.
Get with the times, boys. Who cares about discs?
Everyone who's going to buy...
It's just a waste of space.
You're buying a big, huge cube that is all waste of space with this thing.
Yeah, it is strange. Yeah. It almost makes it feel like it's not a collector's edition of the game. It makes it feel like you're just buying a bunch of toys that happen to come with a free game as well.
Yes.
It's like this loot box. So they look cool. All the little bits look well made, and it was funny watching this guy who plays Thor go through and like slip in and out of his Thor voice because he was like the Hammer of Thor, and then he's like, and also you get this little keychain.
It's funny how they always seem to think with these announcements because this is a pretty common thing, right? It's like the announcement of the date, and then it's like here's the $400 collector's edition,
sure,
and they always sell it like the collector's edition is the most impressive bit, and it's like. No, you could just put up a graphic of a date and people would be as excited. Like, no one, it's like, some people are excited about getting all the little trinkets and stuff and we'll be pre-ordering it, but it's always like the way they sell it is like, oh, isn't this amazing that we've made a little map? And it's like, no, man, it's like people are
the game is more amazing.
This game to come out. Yeah.
Some of those bits and pieces are cool, and in collector's editions over time, there have been ones, I've never been one to sort of buy that stuff, but there's stuff that's come with some games that I've been like, fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think Modern Warfare 3, you got a pair of night vision goggles.
Woo!
Back in the day,
I did
a remote control car with Black Ops.
Oh, okay,
that's cool.
I always wanted the Vault, the Pip Boy that came with Fallout 4.
Right,
okay.
But then I was like, I'm just going to put it on a shelf, and then after about 3 years, put it in a storage
box.
And
I don't think it actually fits on your wrist, that thing either. There was like a Master Chief helmet that came with a Halo game that was smaller than a head as well. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod, Angus Truscott, has the Death Stranding collector's edition, which came with the little BB.
Yep.
The little baby in the little case, which it's like, now having played the game, it's like, yeah, that is cool. But like, again, it's like even just putting it on a shelf, like what a horrifying knickknack to have just sitting there for when people come around.
I remember playing that game and my girlfriend at the time being like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I say at the time because I couldn't explain it quickly enough.
Yeah.
And out they went.
Yeah.
There's cool bits and pieces, but yes, obviously the main thing is like this CG trailer they put out for like clearly for TV commercials and stuff.
Yeah,
a bunch of God of War shit happening. They're fighting on a cliff and it's cold.
Yeah,
in Tasmania, and
there you go. It's on top of Mount Wellington.
Yep.
And then, 9th of November, which I believe it looked rocky for a bit there that it might slip.
Yeah, but the fact that they have just kind of put this out, they're under no obligation to, you know, if this had have been in an E3 thing, you know, where it's like, well, this is when this kind of stuff has to be announced. We've just got to put this out now because this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
We're not 100% sure that we can hit that. You know what I mean? You'd be a bit more dubious. But like, they could have just, they're just doing things on their own sort of timeline anyway. So, I'm with you. I think this is going to actually happen, and that's exciting.
PS4.
Call me crazy.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to replay that first one because it's a damn good game.
Oh, yes.
Man, I'm excited to... I'm glad that they've come out before this even and said, like, this is the one that wraps up this story about the sort of Nordic mythology stuff.
At least.
So that's just good to have in your head going in.
Yeah.
I also think that... you know, I saw some comments being like, they're not. This is just CG. They're not really showing the game, so maybe it will. I don't think it's ready. Blah blah blah. I reckon that the nature of this game means you can't show much of it, or it's become spoilery. Like even the stuff we have seen, looked pretty far along. First of all, but then also, I almost wish I hadn't seen because it was like, wow, there's a lot of stuff in there that I would have been surprised by.
Yeah.
Played the game myself,
and like they don't. They just don't need to show. Any, it's, you know,
right, it's already, what it is. Yeah, everyone's gonna buy
go
it.
In, or if they're not in, the only reason to not be invested would be because you haven't played God of War 1, in or which case like they just need to get you to play God of War 1 and then you'll be all in.
Right.
And they probably, I mean, I'm sure they will have some kind of state of play thing in the next September couple of months where they, show you a little bit more of the actual gameplay. But also, they don't, I assume it just will feel exactly the same as the first one did.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. Yes.
I would love if companies in general rolled back the hype machine a bit.
I agree.
Especially ones like this where it's like they've got preemptive hate for not announcing a release date. And like we've just said, it's pretty much guaranteed to be a huge seller. So why stoke the fires of people who have very short tempers?
It drives me crazy.
And are very entitled, you know, just treat it like a big movie.
It drives me crazy that bands are still doing it. Bands are still like, there was a period there for a while where it felt like every album from now on is just going to be a surprise drop. The whole thing just kind of shows up on streaming.
Yep.
There's still, most bands are still doing the like, here's a single and then the album's out in 5 months. It's like, just drop it.
I hate that thing where you see it on like the streaming platform or whatever and it's got like four songs that exist and it's like, oh, I don't get to listen to this album.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got a lot of fucking bullshit in the last week because this trailer was, it got like leaked or whatever that it was meant to sort of come out last week.
Mm-hmm.
People were waiting for it. It didn't happen. They went, no, we'll go do the trailer later. And everyone fucking got so mad at them.
Yeah.
In the places where people get mad, like Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like sending fucking like dick pics and shit to developers and stuff, which is just like so insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no reason to do that.
Yes.
But then to double it up with, this is the stupidest reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to go to make it a worse version of something already very bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ron Gilbert has had to go, like, ah, look, I'm not fucking talking about Monkey Island again until it's out.
Yep.
Because you guys are being cunts.
Yeah.
Like, because we talked last week about how I think you and I maybe, Ben, but you were okay on it with the art style.
Mm.
I figured out afterwards that it's because their eyes are small, too small.
Yeah.
I can't relate to the character.
No, there's not a ton of personality in them. I agree. They look like wee little kind of puppets.
But we talked about that and then didn't say fuck you to anybody.
Not
to my recollection.
Especially when like the whole like getting dick pics and getting online hate for not announcing a release date yet, which you are doing to avoid putting a date out and then having to delay it, which is a thing that's going to get you hate on.
There's
you know
no
what I mean? It's like
the
thing you're doing to avoid annoying people just still annoys people. It's like, just relax. You get the date. They're doing this so that then when you get the date and you put it in your calendar and you've put your precious money down for your little toy box set, then that's it. You're getting it this year. Just chill out.
Yeah. Everyone's
you know what? I've changed my mind. I hope it does get delayed.
Well, fans of Forspoken, we'll be feeling that because they delayed Forspoken by like a couple of months just into early next year, seemingly as not a development thing, but like it doesn't make sense to put this out in contention with God of War.
It's a very, it's like a third person exploration action game.
Yeah.
We don't want this to get Horizon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which I still think it might just by that game doesn't look like it'll be that good to me.
I think it looks good, but doesn't necessarily look like it has a lot of personality.
Right.
I think it'll be a bit of a sleeper. I think it'll have its fans, but it's almost like worrying about it going up against something like God of War is like
especially
a bit pointless because it's, you know.
Them announcing it like right after God of War gets its date announced too.
Yep.
Seems as though they'd heard that and been like, let's get this ready for when, because no way.
That makes sense.
But yeah, Stu, you're right. It looks,
and that was meant to come out in May, by the way. And this is the second delay for that. But
right.
Okay. Looks nothing about it's grabbed me in anything I've seen. But
me either.
You know, who knows? Maybe it'll come out and be a nice little surprise.
Yeah. We've been wrong before. Three times.
What were they?
All Switch Pro announcements.
Yeah. Well, there's more rumors.
That machine started fucking churning back up recently.
Yep.
And then this OLED, but with the Splatoon colors, got announced, which was part of it. But then they're like, no, but in September, there's actually... So that's just going to happen forever.
It's right. Amazing, because there will eventually be a follow-up,
yeah,
a sure. Switch successor.
Yep.
And at that point, like, the people that have been like... spreading the rumors for probably like 8 years at that point will be like, told you. Yeah.
I probably just won't think it's real because, and then the wolf will eat the boy.
Yes.
Or whatever happens in that.
That's it.
If the wolf eats the boy?
I believe so.
Good on the wolf. Tenacious.
Yeah.
The Nintendo wolf.
Oh, yes. Or Cyber Wolf or something.
It's better than probably the name it'll get.
New Switch?
Switch was good. Switch is a good name.
Yeah.
So maybe they've got it in them.
I'm sure I've said this before, but like the smart thing to do is just make a Switch follow-up. Just do the same concept but more powerful.
Yes.
But in their heads they'd be like, oh, we did that with the Wii U and that didn't work at all.
And it's technically their handheld, so they always do some late in the game revision of that, which I guess they've done with the OLED, but that's like the Game Boy Pocket, and then they'll do the Game Boy Color later on. So I guess they did the Switch Lite too. That, man, they've got a lot of
that's
shit.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of the Game Boy Pocket, I didn't talk about this on the show yet, but we did do this in the live show and the live stream.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I bought a Game Gear Micro.
Yes.
And you guys have had a go of it.
Yep.
Baby, it's small.
It's so small.
It's one of the smallest. It's Japan only. It's meant to be.
I had to get out my magnifying glass
Tommy found a way around it.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to only be for Japan, but Tommy's illegally imported it.
In defiance of God, I own a Game Gear Micro.
How'd you do that? How'd you swing that?
PlayAsia.com.
You hollow out furniture and then you put it inside of the furniture and the dogs can sniff the wood, but they can't sniff through the wood.
Mm. That's why I want all those videos are of people putting like cucumbers inside furniture.
Mm.
Have you seen those videos?
No.
All those videos. I've never.
It's incredible. I reckon look that up. Person putting vegetable inside furniture.
Okay.
It's fucking sick.
Why? Why are they doing it?
That's what I want to know. And I've never gotten to the bottom of it. And it'll like pop up on like Instagram reels or whatever now. And like every comment will be like, why?
Okay.
This is a great segment on the news.
I'll see if I can find it.
That's what I want to know. And they throw to you at a different desk and you just bring something up.
You
and
bring
then
up
the hosts
some stupid
like,
thing.
You know what I don't get?
And you're like, that's... And then it like text comes up on the screen. That's what I want to know. Okay. All right.
Fair enough. Well,
but the Game Gear Micro, you think you are... You think you're ready for how small it's going to be.
They've
but
got the baby, word micro in there.
It's smaller. Mm.
It's
even
really
like
small.
The actual, like when it turned up in the post, I was like, well, this can't be it because this is an incredibly small little envelope. And I pick it up and the like even just the box that it's in is like the size of your phone. Like I, for some dumb reason, I thought it would come in like a, you know, I was imagining like a bigger box that you slide out and then just it's like sitting in a tiny
little joke box.
Yeah, like, kind of.
Christmas prank box.
But, The thing I do like about it is that it is, as a handheld, you know, like a Steam Deck or a Switch, they're handhelds, but you still, you need to be carrying them around in a bag. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like,
this is a truly, you can be going out no bag and just have this bad boy in your pocket and rip into some Sonic on the tram. I do like that about it.
That is cool. You get 4 games out of the possible 16 of these 4 different variants of Game Gear Micros. It's maybe the length of like a finger.
Yeah.
Maybe like a small finger.
Pinky, yeah.
Yep.
And the small finger.
I found the video if you want to see.
All right.
Okay.
It's he puts a bunch of seeds inside a door.
Okay. Oh, right? Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I
he's planting plants inside of a door.
Yeah.
And then look, he perfectly covers it over again.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, wow.
He's
perfect
painted the door.
A
plant's going to erupt out of this door frame?
I don't know.
Or is he just hidden these fucking seeds in a door?
I think he's hidden seeds in a door.
For hiding his money.
He's put a Coke can inside of a melon?
Inside a melon. He sort of buffers it with these sesame seeds.
Yep, so it's not rattling around.
And then he covers it up and repaints the melon okay. So it looks exactly perfect.
This guy's again. Just doing it for no reason.
That's what I think.
That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know.
The title says Chinese man's bizarre way of hiding his money.
Yeah.
But he's only put seeds and coke into it.
I know.
But maybe he's using them as examples.
He puts a coin inside a pepper. And then he repaints the pepper.
Hang on, I've got an idea. Maybe the bizarre way of hiding the money is actually just making these videos, puts them up, and then he's getting the money from the ad revenue from schmucks like us watching the video and being like, "You got to see this. You got to see this seeds
that
guy.
Is a yeah.
What the fuck's
way
going on? That's
money.
How he's hiding the money. Yeah. He's got a separate income stream.
He puts them inside a toilet.
I don't think I've ever said at the start of an episode before, let's ignore the bullshit. But then the only time I do, we spend.
Ben and I took that as a challenge.
Yes. Genuinely.
But yeah, the Game Gear Micro, check it out.
It's too small. It's not good.
It's and a cool knickknack.
They should have put all the games on all of them.
And it's too expensive for what it is.
You'd have to be a complete fuckhead.
I love it. Sega are really on one at the moment.
Yes, they are.
They're giving Nintendo a run for dumbest company.
Yep.
I'm into it. This new like Mega Drive Mini that's just a bunch more games.
Yeah. Sega.
Why didn't you just put these on the first one that you made?
And then being like, well, we can't make a Dreamcast or a Saturn because there's not enough parts. Anyway, here's four variants of Game Gear Micro.
Absolutely chaotic energy from Sega right now.
Yeah, loving it. But,
it's giving. but yeah.
They're giving Sonic Origins.
Yes.
To me.
In exchange for?
On a console that I own.
Money.
In exchange for money. Mm. I've been playing it. One of the people who worked on it, who handled the port of one or a couple of them. Who's the guy who made Sonic Mania.
Oh, is that who it was?
His team.
Chris Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth. Whitehead?
Yeah. Whitehead, I think.
Christian Whitehead.
Before they made Sonic Mania, he'd been working on the iOS ports of maybe Sonic CD or Sonic 2 or something. So they got him in to do a bunch of stuff for this, and he's been on the socials being like, we weren't kind of quite happy with it when we turned it in, and they were like, there's no more time and all this stuff, and he's kind of, you know, shitting on it a bit. But that being said, he's deep into it.
Mm,
so
right.
I've been playing it. I can't really see any issues with it. Seems fine to me. So
this is games 1, 2, and 3?
And CD.
And Knuckles. Yeah? Is Knuckles?
Yeah,
3 and Knuckles. 3 and Knuckles.
3 and Knuckles.
1, 2, 3, Knuckles, CD.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And they've delisted on a bunch of platforms. Like, there were versions of CD and 2 and stuff that were already up. And a lot of those have been taken down now to be replaced.
1, 2, 3, Knuckles CD is how I rob a JB Hi-Fi.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
you
nice.
Count to 3 to calm yourself down. Yeah. You punch someone and then take a CD.
Take a CD, yeah.
Sure.
That's cool.
I don't think you could do better with that input.
But the CD that you're taking, it's just the case that's sitting in the like now playing bit. And then you get it outside and you open it up and it's like, oh, there's nothing in here.
Free jewel case.
Because it was now playing.
Yeah. I can use with my burnt CDs and I'll print off a cover and put it in the jewel case.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, pretty good.
3 doesn't have the Michael Jackson music.
No.
It doesn't.
But someone's already modded the PC version to just put that music back in there if you get that version.
That's been a big source of controversy. And there's a thing on YouTube of like ages ago, the like prototype music that they had on 3 surfaced.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, for this version, they've redone that prototype music, but done it worse. There's like a side-by-side comparison video that you can look up where it's like, why don't you just use the straight-up prototype tracks?
Mm.
But so they're in widescreen. They've, you know, they look great in terms of like they've, you know, they've gussied them up a bit. And the cool thing about it is it has like a little sort of story mode thing that opens with a really nicely like hand like kind of 2D style animation little anime style intro of Sonic, and it's got this story mode where you kind of play through all of the games in order,
right?
And it has these little animated cutscenes kind of linking them all, giving
Sick.
A bit of context of what's happening in between each game and how they lead into
that is
the
cool.
next one. So it's like, you know, if you haven't played them before or you've got the nostalgia for them, and you like, I'm finding it for the purposes of just like going, I never played more than about a level or two of 1 and 2. Finished CD. So, yeah, in terms of just going like, I'm just going to commit to like actually playing these games all the way through and trying to finish them all. Like, it's it's good for that. And then there's like a boss rush mode, I think. There's like a, like it'll grade you after each level. So there's kind of like a mission mode sort of thing where you can try and like beat your times and get better scores and stuff like that.
Are you like unlocking an artwork gallery type of thing?
All that kind of stuff, yeah. Music mode and all that kind of stuff. Cool. Yeah. It's cool. I think it's neat to see them do something that... Again, like Sega get a lot of flack for being a lot of times like a pretty bare minimum kind of company. It is cool that they did this little animated sequences for this little story mode kind of thing. I mean, for something like a, you know, the Mario All-Stars thing that came out a little while ago that was just an emulated version of all three of those games and had nothing more thrown on it. Like, most this is a neat little touch.
Most of this type of thing is just that, is literally ROMs of these games, like that Capcom Fighting Collection that just came out recently, even lists which version of the ROM they've used in the thing. And like the Castlevania ones and the Contra ones and all that, some of the Mega Man things, most of these are just the what this is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there's often or even usually something lesser about the versions that end up in these compared to the original versions.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the way this goes. So I think that it being a Sonic game might have attracted a little bit more scrutiny, possibly because Sonic is known for being a bad game.
Yeah, and also known for being bad games and having this kind of like weirdly obsessed fan base. Like people...
Yeah. When you said anime Sonic before, that is like literally just a sexually activating word, pair of words for some people.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like the people getting really fired up about the Michael Jackson music not being in there. I mean, that's a thing that like... Such a relatively small percentage of the population. You know what I mean? Like,
to be
the
a Sonic
audience
fan,
for this game, like...
To be a Sonic fan and then a Sonic 3 fan and then someone who's both of those things and also being like, give Michael Jackson what he deserves! Yeah. And not meaning that in a negative way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bummer because I was watching that that comparison video and it goes through the Michael Jackson version, the prototype version, and then the new remixed prototype version.
Right.
And like... I mean, the Michael Jackson ones, like, they are slappers. Like, they're so fucking good. Okay. So it is a shame to lose them because they just are legitimately great tracks that are in that game.
Yeah.
But also...
It's like, well, there must be a reason.
Yeah.
So get
exactly.
over it. It's
yeah.
not going to, you know, it's not the game mechanics that are worse. It's the music.
And yeah, I think it's a nice little, they've put a nice amount of polish on something that is ostensibly just I wish they went further with it. Like I wish that they'd put, you know, they didn't cut it off where they did, like they had all the weird Sega Saturn games like the Chaotix and all that kind of shit was on there. Like I think it's a missed opportunity. There's an arcade game that never came out in the West that's got like it's like a kind of top down isometric-y sort of thing that's got like a weird story to it. And
there was that 3D Blast game and stuff like that. You're right. Where, as it's always the case with these sorts of collections where it's like each of these games is 1 megabyte.
You could
jam them in here, especially when the level of care you're putting into them is maybe... I mean, it sounds like the connective tissue between these is a cool little addition, but like in terms of the actual... if you had 5 extra games in here that you could just select and play that ROM in the emulator you clearly already have running in this thing, that... wouldn't be too hard and is very much 16 Game Gear games being separated into 4 machines
totally.
Type of mentality.
And also those not being on there, it's like, well, when you're not, you if you haven't put them on here, you're not ever going to do anything with them.
Right.
Like they're not going to bring out a collection that's just like...
Here's the bullshit Sonic games.
I mean, fuck, maybe they will. Who knows? They're a bizarre company.
Machine collection could come out.
I'm really into everything they're doing at the moment. They're fuckheads. I love it.
Well, you know who aren't fuckheads? Manscaped.
Oh, baby.
They are clearly well-informed, professional people because they support this show and they make excellent products.
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped product alert. Insert sirens here.
Oh. Okay, we're doing the heavy lifting on this, are we?
All right. Wow, 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 wow.
Lads, you asked for it. Yeah. And they listened.
Should have done that part if you wanted it to be in here. Should have attached a siren wave if you wanted me to put one in here.
Our friends at Manscaped,
you
and they
criticize
are our
your friends.
Friends.
That's
we just scroll down
necessary.
The bottom of the email and there's like siren.mp3 as an attachment. Now we look like
click
idiots.
To play. It's right here. They are bringing the Ultra Smooth package to Australia. It's time to stop, drop, and order this premium shaving kit.
Are we on fire? What are you, oh, because the emergency
siren's
thing
been
earlier.
Going. Yeah.
Okay. So we're in an emergency situation
yes,
for this one.
The bushy dick alarm's going off.
Yeah. Oh, I can't hear it through all that unnecessary hair.
Everyone knows by now that the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best electric shave for your balls. True.
It's true.
But if you're looking for a closer shave to go bear down there...
Oh, Wallace and Gromit style.
Yes.
Play school. There's a bear down there.
Then the Ultra Smooth package is the perfect set. It's time to shave that bush of yours, or bushy dick, as established by Tommy, and get right to the roots with a discount just for you. So you want to know what the Ultra Smooth package is?
I have no idea what it is. I would love to know.
Well, it's a groin...
Quickly, though, because this place is on fire.
It's a groin shaving kit to help you buff, protect, and... Oh, no, I think we've lost Janet. Oh, no. Smoke inhalation.
Just your house on fire and just like making your way out and just grabbing, you know, grabbing your replacement, like photo of your mum and dad and then just like in the bathroom. Just
good thing all my Manscaped things come in this handy leather pouch.
It is, it's a groin shaving kit to help you buff, protect and smooth your most sensitive areas. It includes the Crop Shaver Razor. So this is not the lawnmower.
No.
A razor.
It's a razor.
The Crop Shaver makes it sound like a sickle, a dickle sickle. You can call it that if you want, Manscaped, pay me $1 million.
Their patented dick sickle, crop exfoliator, and crop gel. I guess crop is the, you know, little name for the package.
Right.
But, and I guess what you're doing is cropping close to the skin. Men, you no longer have to borrow your lady's razor for that precise trim.
Or go to the shops,
Go to the shops and buy a different razor.
Fuck, the miso would... throttle me if I used her leg razor to just be shaving my pubes.
Justifiably.
Just painting this as like it's inconvenient. It's like, no, that's...
It's like that's using doghouse material, to brother. Like clean your ass. It's like, no, it's not the same thing. But yes, so that's the new thing, the Ultra Smooth package. It's available at manscaped.com.
That's great. Sometimes you need closer than an electric shaver and them doing a razor would probably be good. I haven't used that one. They haven't sent us these, but I would...
Makes perfect sense.
I would try it out.
Yeah. The quality of everything they've made so far is perfect, I would say. So
They're the anti-Sega.
Yes.
They always get it
very
completely right.
Well considered, all polished, all beautiful. And you can get this or any of their products by going to manscaped.com. And you can get 20% off and free shipping by using the code FILTHY. Why the hell wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I'd choose to do that.
Yeah.
Personally.
Me? I think that's a good idea.
I'd also choose to download now.
Yep.
If you can.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any VR mods for Rockstar games if you want to play them.
Oh, yes.
Because they've been...
They're on the rampage.
They've been cease and desisted at the same time as Rockstar is also, I guess, announced. Or is this...
No,
I think
this
is just
from
insider
like an insider
stuff.
Yeah, it is.
They've apparently paused. They were working on remasters for Red Dead 1 and GTA 4. It sounds like internally, but I don't know if it was that Grove Street Games company who did the fucking...
Oh, yeah. I have to imagine they're not being asked back.
You'd think that'd be a bit of a deal breaker, that one.
Yeah. Because, apparently this pivot that they're doing is because of the failure of that terrible Grove Street Games Definitive Edition trilogy thing.
And they've paused their internal work, I guess, on these remasters to focus on GTA 6. It seems like that's ramping up. And at the same time... Maybe coincidentally, they have sent out cease and desist stuff for VR mods that have been made for them and have just been around for years, have been ignored, never been a problem, they're free, but they're now being told to stop. So you would have to assume that means that they're at the point where they're like, well, we're doing VR GTA.
Yeah.
That GTA San Andreas mod is VR version is coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Maybe it's to do with that. I've forgotten
about
that.
Yeah, it might be.
Right then.
Yep.
Yeah, could well be. It's cool to hear that they're working on a Red Dead 1 remaster.
Well, they're not.
Well, that, well
got some
that they
uncool
were.
News
well,
for
they're
you.
Thinking about it.
Sure.
Because it's crazy that, I mean, I never played it and it's kind of hard to get your hands on now.
Yes, it
on
is.
On current hardware.
Yeah.
And
I believe the reason for that has been that game was really held together with tape.
Sure.
And so they had, you know, spaghetti code in there or Spaghetti Western code.
Oh, my God.
He's done it. He's absolutely done it.
I'll just pause for people to pull over the car and
clean up the cum.
Off the bridge.
So they that one would be a hard one to do, but they rebuilt a lot of the map in Red Dead 2.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And GTA 4 would be cool.
Yep.
To again, a similar thing where, unless you've got an Xbox, in which case you can play the 360 versions quite easily.
Right. Mm.
They're not the simplest games to play.
Yeah, but I had assumed when 2 was being heavily rumored and hyped up, it's like surely there's like just even a, you know, slightly upscaled version of it on the way. But it's almost like now at this point, it's so far removed from Red Dead 2, it's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It would have been good to go in before playing 2. But
and look,
like,
a GTA 6 is the better option. If you can only work on one.
Yep.
Mm.
GTA 6 should come out at some point.
That'd be good.
If it'll be more than a decade
since
GTA 5.
Yeah.
Really soon. So,
what kind of awesome comedy do you think we're going to have in there? Few TikTokers.
Dick Doc. It'll be called Dick Doc.
Dick Doc. Yep.
Fuck, it actually will. It'll actually be called Dick Doc. Yep. And it'll be two dicks like docking with each other in the shape of the TikTok logo.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Fuck.
Dick Doc's in there.
Do the Red Dead remaster, switch back to the GTA 4 remaster, ditch GTA 6.
Awesome about Red Dead 2 is like the time period of it. They are, you know, they're just, there's no avenues for them to put any of that bullshit in. I felt like they tried a little bit.
They managed one or two things.
Yeah.
That guy who'd like taken a hammer to the head was a bit like, that's right. This is a Rockstar game.
Magical dwarf.
Yeah, sort of stuff.
I know a lot of people like this. I hated the being drunk bit.
Right, Lenny.
That really annoyed me for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
You suck.
So
I liked it.
I
want Red Dead 3 more than I want GTA 6, but I know that's not going to happen.
It'll maybe down the line at some point, but GTA 6 I think could be great. GTA 5 I always felt was a little bit less than the previous ones. I didn't enjoy it quite as much as the sort of PS2 ones.
Right.
And then 4. But Red Dead 2 is one of the best games that's ever been made.
Mm-hmm.
If they fire on those cylinders, a GTA 6 could be amazing.
I wonder if they've it'll be interesting to see if maybe they do dial back their kind of like worst impulses that they had in 5.
They've gotten a lot of flack for it over the nearly 10 years since GTA 5 came out.
Also, hasn't one of the guys left? One of the writers?
Yeah, one of the houses, but I don't know if he was maybe one of the good ones.
Right.
I don't know.
Or if he was the... Wow, what was it called?
Live Space. There was some fucking...
Yeah, lame book.
Oh, Life Invader.
Life Invader.
Yeah.
God damn it. Us trying to remember it were...
Lame book.
Yeah. Because I feel like, they must know, like... I was about to say, Red Dead 2 has like a real... It's got such an evergreen quality to it. You know, whereas like... You play GTA 5 now and it's like so cringy and feels so dated. But like the fact that they're still releasing it and people are still buying it and playing it means that it's like, well, you know, it's negated. Like it does have an evergreen quality. Even though.
There's just a better story at the core of Red Dead 2 and of GTA 4, I think, and those expansions to it. And kind of the at least Vice City and San Andreas.
Yes.
The actual story that's at the core. And then the GTA 5 one, I just didn't click with for whatever reason. I really liked it.
It was the first big one of them that I'd properly sunk into.
Right.
It's probably part of it.
It was more like, it felt more episodic.
Yes,
it
definitely.
Like they were going through to get their little modern satire situations out of this thing. And there was a bit of a betrayal story that then got dropped at some point.
Yeah.
And all of those sorts of threads fizzled.
Yeah,
for me in that game. So,
yeah, all the like FIB or whatever. It's like I never really cared about that stuff, but it was fun to play. Yeah,
if they could just do like a cool gang mob kind of thing in this one, and just like
awesome,
no satire. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just focus it in on
the Red Dead 2 thing, where there was just a fucking great character at the heart of it who had an emotion to deal with.
Yes.
Yep.
That's how you make a good story, in my opinion.
Given someone a conflict.
Draw Sonic in an anime style
and
stitch in between his several Mega Drive games.
Right.
You've got it.
What city would you want it to be in?
Tasmania.
That's not a city. That's a state. Oh,
sorry.
That's stupid of you to have said.
They've all been...
I don't know. The rumors have all, for a while have been that it's Vice City again.
Yes.
Yeah,
going
right.
back. Yep. going back to...
I'd love to see... I think it could be cool if they did... If they went outside of the States, would be cool.
Yeah, they did it.
Because GTA like, 2 is Britain, right?
There was an expansion to 1 that That's was right. called GTA yeah. London, yeah, 1969.
London.
Oh, God. 1969.
It would make yeah. sense because, like... but I don't know. They could cut... It's not the part of it that matters that much to me, I guess. Like, the era is important.
Mm.
And I assume this one will be another modern one because I assume that they, again, want it to have a 10-year tail would yeah. be my guess.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, yeah, 5's like... Yeah, 5's retro now.
So
yeah.
you can't add new music from Dr. Dre to an 80s one. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that right, he's yeah. made for 5. It was Dr. Dre, right, who made yeah. some music yeah, yeah. for 5. So you've got to assume modern era.
Yeah.
And I like a modern Vice City could be cool or
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would love to see a San Andreas thing again where the scale is yes. is ramped up even more.
Or yeah. they do a Liberty City and then like a Jersey,
right.
you know, analog as well and yeah. make it northeast.
Travel from different parts of the state. Whatever they do though, yeah. I would just, it's cool to see them put out games because when they do, there's lots of good things about them and I didn't love the story of 5, but I think they could... Do another good one.
Mm. Still fun to play.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun game. People yeah. fucking love it.
Yeah. Mm. They hand over their cash by the millions.
Man, those shark cards.
Mm.
Wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah.
They're trying to ban loot boxes in like Spain and Denmark, I think. A few European countries have like things going to parliament being like, kids are gambling.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You mean El Kiddos are gambolerino?
I don't mean that. I'm not fucking Flanders. I'm Spanish. So, like, they... It is really good that that is moving in a legal direction in some places because yeah.
yes.
fuck me, they are getting kids to spend money on gambling.
Yes. Yeah,
and it sucks. Even outside of that, it just makes the games yeah. suck for everyone else.
That'd be cool if yeah. they brought the law in to be like, you have to make games better.
Yeah. yeah.
Games have to be an 8 out of 10 or above on Metacritic.
Oh, yeah. man, that would rule. If you get a 6 on IGN, it's fucking...
You're in jail.
Firing yeah. the firing squad for
yes,
you.
Yes.
I mean, that's how people on Twitter treat it.
Yeah,
yeah, so that's what...
Everyone
yeah, you're right.
at Sega will be dead.
That's what they...
Sorry. You just wipe out whole companies.
Yuji Naka hung in the town square.
Yep.
Brutal.
And he'd be like, this actually wasn't my fault. So. This was everyone else who's against me.
Hey, I saw a thing online about him. It must have been in the comments of that video about the music. Someone being like, I think I sent it to you guys. Like, Yuji Naka's known for being a fucking asshole. Like,
he just posted some photo where he cropped out like the co-developer of yeah. Sonic or something. Yeah. I don't quite know because it seems like he is... Yeah, getting a lot of people going like, the reason he got ousted from Balan Wonderworld is because we hated him.
Yes. Yeah. What's yeah. the story about how he would us. Like, back in the day, he would like tour the Sega America offices and would like just talk shit about employees like in Japanese.
Yes.
Just assuming that they can't speak Japanese.
Yes.
It's like, okay. Yeah, we work at a company that's like, we're yeah. dealing with you guys all the time. Of course, speaking Japanese would be a prerequisite to work. He's like, look yeah. at this cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a haircut.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty funny. It's funny that he's like so narrow, you know, yeah. nearsighted that he can't, that he's like, oh, that's right. People in other countries can learn other languages.
Yeah.
It's Who helpful. Knows?
Rumors and
innuendo.
Well, he seems like a big, big baddie, much like the kind.
Damn it, I had one as well. It seems like he'd be difficult to work with.
Yeah.
Hey.
Much like the difficulty. You do your one, your
yeah,
one.
Yeah, okay.
Cuphead.
Yeah.
He
seems like a real cuphead.
The delicious last course DLC that
yummy.
Has been, on the agenda for a while now.
This yep. is, am I wrong, the second DLC?
No.
Okay. Yes, it is. No, I'm not wrong.
Can you confirm that it is incorrect?
You are wrong.
Yeah. There's been no DLC up until now. It's been only the animated series.
Weird. Okay. Sure.
This is just a thing they've been, working. They showed it off ages ago.
They did.
Because when did the game first come out? Was it 2017?
Yeah.
And then Switch, I think, was start of 2019, maybe.
Right.
I believe.
Right.
Sure. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Just the Switch version coming out.
Yeah. The re-release.
And the Switch version coming out was kind of a big deal because it was an Xbox exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a big deal for them to like play ball with Nintendo.
It was kind of the start of them being like, hey, guess what? We're going to be fine now. We're going to work with things and we want to put Game Pass on Samsung TVs.
More money. So
Yeah, exactly. We still get something from people playing this. So who cares what it's on? So yeah, I hadn't really played this game at all since 2019.
Right.
I did the first island and then, like a lot of very tough games, I was like, you know what? This feels like the amount of like effort and time and stress that I've put into this, this feels like I've gotten a whole game's worth out of just this first world out of three or four, I think there are.
Three in the original, maybe four.
Of bosses, yeah. So yeah, this new one is introduces a third character who is a little bit easier to play as. I think she's a bit of a concession of like, she's got like a double jump, she's got like a... You can dodge with her and she's got little invincibility as she's doing it.
Okay.
It also now means that you can play three-player co-op. And other than that, it's just, a new island of new baddies.
Fuck yeah.
You've got a little... The ones I've done so far there's like a big mountain. He's like got a big face on him. He's sending little goblins out at you. Mm. And a cool little like underground little prohibition era. It's like a big spider who's brewing up hooch down there.
Oh, nice.
Fuck yeah.
And just as a I dove in, you know, it's been however many years, 3 years since I played it, so I've lost all of my skills in it. Took me a while to kind of get back around into it. And I've, as a result, gone back in and I'm trying to go through the second world now too. And I'm fully back in on this game. I forgot how fun it is to play. I forgot how great it looks. And also having... dabbled in a bit of Souls stuff in between, I've got a bit more of an appreciation for this style of incredibly difficult, incredibly frustrating to start off with style of game.
Right. It's like, it is the same as Souls and bullet hell games of like pattern recognition and patience and precise, reactions and stuff.
Being but on the whole time too. Yeah. You can't stop paying attention for a second. You've got to be nailing every bit of it, which is really fun when you're in that pocket.
Yeah. And you do have to memorize stuff. Like that is part of it. It's not just like playing a third person action game where you're running around and being like, yeah, I'll just kill that guy. And it's like, no, the only way to get through this with the amount of lives you have and the powers you have is to do it this way.
Is to know what's happening at all times. Because you'll do your first run of it and you just get destroyed and it just feels insurmountable.
Yeah.
And then I kind of feel for me more so than with an Elden Ring, there's more of like a noticeable point that you, cause every, they're all just bosses. Mm. Every enemy has like maybe three or four different phases that they go through.
Yep.
So like you'll all of a sudden realize like you're doing that first phase without even really thinking about it. Yes. From like the first time you play it being like, what the hell is going on? You're just getting destroyed from every angle to being like, yep, now I've got all the little like mechanics down perfectly. And you get a little thing when you die that shows you a little bar of like how far in you got. They don't have health at the time, but you do like when you die, you can kind of see like, and that's kind of cool that I kind of prefer having that over the health bar at the time because you get like it's like, all right, I'm getting there. It's like a good, you need that little kind of mental boost before hitting restart. You're like, all right, I am, I was pretty close. It's pretty close to getting through that, through into that next phase.
Yep.
And it's got like a simple mode for each.
Yes, it does.
Boss.
But you can't progress if you only beat them using simple mode.
So simple mode, like a practice mode.
It's just easier.
It's slightly easier. Right. And it annoyingly.
You do more damage and.
But so if you're not progressing, what happens?
I think you progress, but you just don't get the like...
Well, like you can't finish the game by just...
You can get through to the next bits. If you just want to see all the stuff, you can do that and it'll be fine. But you're not going to have the like... You won't have properly finished the game.
Okay. Right.
There's like little items that you get for like... You're doing this quest where you're like, each of these guys has a special ingredient for the thing that you need to beat them to get the ingredient. And if you beat them on the simple mode, you don't get the ingredients. So you don't get to see that. Like maybe there's like some final thing. Cause it also too, like you do more damage. They're a little bit easier, but it also, I find this kind of annoying. It cuts out one of the phases of them. So it's a bit like when you, Like, I did one of them on Simple just to try and get through it, and it, yeah, you don't get the last phase. Kind of just what happens is, like, where you would, where they would have transitioned into their next phase, it just, like, it just goes kaboom, victory. Right. So you don't get the, you don't get to see, like, their final form, and you don't get to see them kind of keel over on the, like, neat little animation, which it is a little bit of a shame that it keeps that from you. Like, the not getting the item for beating them, I'm kind of fine with, I think works.
It's a weird middle ground because it's like, if you don't want me to play it like this, don't put it in there.
Yeah, it's a bit, it's a bit of a shame that you'd be playing that because you just want to see all of it, and fine to, like, not have the, like, completionist thing. But yeah, to miss out, because so much of this game is the presentation, and like, you want to see that next phase to see, because they're all so creative. Like, the enemy will morph into a new thing, or they'll, the terrain will completely change. So to just, like, not be seeing one of the, like, beautifully animated, like, really inventive and creative things is a real shame. Like, it's almost like, don't you want people to see your work? Like, even if they are playing on this simpler difficulty?
I suppose by the same token, when you're doing it on the regular hard difficulty, it is more rewarding. It is rewarding to get to see those things.
Yeah.
And I haven't played this DLC, but from the original, it is so rewarding to move through it. Like, it is really, in a similar way to those sorts of things, it's just a really gratifying and earned feeling that you get after every one that you beat.
So, I went back in to the original game yesterday, day before, having... Yeah, only beaten like one or two of the bosses from the first island.
Because I was going to say that, because if we hadn't talked about this, we talked about this off air, I was going to say this on the show, but like, I felt like you would have had a similar experience to me, where I feel like you bounced off it quicker than me. You were saying you only did like one boss and you're like, it's too hard. And I was like, I think you'll have way more appreciation for it now that you've done so much FromSoft stuff.
Yes, definitely. And it's such a similar philosophy of like, no, you just have to learn how to play this level.
Yeah.
You have to learn the rhythm, become good enough. And, like, I don't think it's impossible to play, you know, in terms of reaction time. You don't have to be, like, this fast twitch. You just have to be,
No, because he moves pretty slow. And, like, it's not, you're not really whipping around.
It's more like being able to predict what the opponent is going to do so you can dodge it with plenty of time. Like you said, that first phase of like one of the bosses on the second aisle, the clown one, that first phase, now it's just like, oh yeah, you just like jump over him three times.
Because you're not reacting anymore. You're driving it sort of. Because you sort of know where it's going to go. And it helps that the game kind of, again, every game's the Dark Souls of games. But like the FromSoft things, it really helps with Cuphead that it's like almost perfectly made. It's you're in complete control at all times, and it feels like it. It's so well timed.
The clown one is a really good example because he's coming at you in a little dodgem car.
Yep.
And the first time you do it, it's just like, it seems impossible because he'll be on the other side of the screen, and he kind of like, he sort of revs up a bit and he kind of like jitters towards you and then he'll kind of like pull back and he'll go flying forward. But then he also like hits the edge of the screen and he bumps back a bit.
And also, and above you, there is a line of like the like ducks on a string. And if you don't shoot those ducks, when you go to jump through them, it'll damage you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, I need to be constantly jumping up and down to shoot every duck as it comes, wait for him to do that thing.
Yeah.
He'll fly across the screen, I jump over him. And as with almost every level and boss, you just hold down, shoot the whole time.
Yeah, and eventually you just work out his movement pattern.
Yeah.
And that, like, you only need to jump when he's reeling back in a certain way.
Yep.
And you learn the distance that he kind of kicks back when he hits the side of the screen.
Yep.
And yeah, all of a sudden you realize it's like your third or fourth go, and just instinctively you're like, oh yeah, I'm leaping all over this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I've just got it. Like, it's just, something's just clicked in my head where I've figured it out. And yeah, I think it's so much fun, and it just looks so good. I just think it
might be the best looking game that's ever been made.
I really think it is.
Yeah.
It
definitely, there's an argument there that I will have with you against it. No, it's amazing looking. It's so well done in this really unique style for a game. Like, it's, and they don't fuck it up at any point. There's never a bit where you're like, oh, that looks a bit weird or whatever. It's just constantly looking exactly right.
And they're all, and just like the fun and the creativity that they're having with all the different bosses. I would like I'd love to see them make it just a platformer in this style.
Well, they've got time now. They this is it. This is the last Cuphead thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I mean, I think they'll do another thing with, they seem pretty all in on this as a
property.
As an IP. Like they've got the Netflix show, they got toys, they got a comic book. Like it would make sense that they would like pump out another thing maybe of this style or something like this that's got more kind of levels in it. Like there's some vague kind of run and gunny kind of stuff in this.
Yeah, and it, they're not required.
No, right? That's like, Yeah.
And they are quite hard, but they don't feel quite as creative maybe as the bosses.
No, yeah.
But you do, yeah, you get coins if you play those and you can do your upgrades, which I found very helpful.
I
always liked those levels as sort of a side thing in original Cuphead. But yeah, you're right. They're not as like frantic or like just...
they're just not as good as
the
bosses.
They don't feel like the puzzle that the bosses feel like, right? They feel more like a sort of normal platformer. So
I don't
know. Because he's not really
just
made
a hard
for...
one.
His movement isn't really suited to like running around and jumping on things. Like it's very much he's been designed to just be on one screen, kind of hopping around between very like pretty static environments. I'm sort of shortchanging myself with a little bit at the moment where I'm between the DLC levels and the... just the second island that I was up to. I'm just kind of hopping around. Like I'm doing one for a fair bit and then just like really hitting a wall with it and getting frustrated and then jumping out and going into another one, which is like
kind of not the way. Forgetting.
Losing the skills. Yeah, you really do need to lock on and just go, I'm not going anywhere until I've done this. But you do, it is nice that you have that as an option. Like you're never just like gated behind one that you find way too hard. Like you do always have the option of, jumping out and finding the one that kind of suits you in that moment and then,
Is that DLC island open from like starting a new game then it sounds like? Or like you can,
sick.
Yep. Cool. And it is a cool little, I like that they've put this new character in that you can play as that does make things a little easier for you. I think that's kind of like a nice concession.
Mug girl?
Ms. Chalice.
Oh, I was close.
Mug boy is his friend.
Mug man. I'm a mug man. I'm a mug man.
Back in the old
days. I've abandoned my cup boy.
Okay.
Cool.
There will be coffee.
Sure.
Yeah?
That I guess that would be the oil of cups.
Yeah.
I've also been playing a bit of Pocky and Rocky Reshined.
Have you now?
Reshrined, I should say.
Okay.
Now, what the fuck does that mean?
I'm surprised that you've not ever heard of Pocky and Rocky.
I don't know jack shit about Pocky and Rocky.
I know Rocky and Bullwinkle, and I know Pocky the candy.
I know Pocky and Rocky as it relates to my skin and my relationships in my teens.
Okay. It's probably closest to what Ben said with Pocky in that it's Japanese.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Not Bullwinkle, though.
And probably skin. It's stressful enough that it could cause you to break out.
What is it?
So it's a top-down, bullet heli kind of shoot-em-up thing.
Bullet hellier.
Pardon?
Bullet hellier.
A bullet that can't drink its beer.
Fucking hell.
Send that to him.
Peter Bullet Hellier.
Yeah.
Bullet Hellier.
Yeah.
What if we had
Trying
Pete on?
Trying to dodge viral Wednesdays.
We have Pete on and it's just an hour of us trying to explain to him what that joke means.
Yes.
Ikaruga is.
So, you're Pocky and Rocky. Pocky's a young girl. Rocky's a friend who's a little raccoon. It's set around these like Japanese shrines and they're being attacked by a bunch of yokai.
Okay.
Little old school Japanese ghoul kind of things. And it's, top down, kind of isometric. You've got... you're shooting out little bullets, you're picking up little power-ups to, power them up each time. They get stronger and stronger. If you get hit, you go down a level. You've also got, like, a little short-range attack. And it's really similar to Cuphead in that, like... so this is a kind of a, I guess, a reimagining of the Super Nintendo game. There were three on the Super Nintendo, I think, two. Two on the Super Nintendo and then one on the Game Boy Advance or something like that.
Right.
But this is kind of like a... people originally thought it was like just a remake and then they thought it was a follow-up. It's kind of halfway in between, I believe. It's like it's got the Super Nintendo visuals to it, but they've redone like pretty significant chunks of it to where it feels like it's basically a new game. It's really difficult. You've really got to be on it. Like basically your first time through a level, you just will not you know, you really need to know like what's popping up at any given point,
okay,
and really be on your shit. But the music of it, the cool kind of Japanese shrine, Japanese sort of mythology, goblin-y, right, ghoul-y kind of things is awesome.
That stuff's great. Yeah. Ghostwire Tokyo, I guess, was the most recent thing where they had some yokai in there, and it's cool.
Yeah.
You can play, two-player co-op where you're running around both shooting stuff together. It's really fun. Like, I remembered it from back in the day. I used to rent it and just get my ass absolutely beaten by it when I was, 9 years old or whatever. I'm really loving it. It's cool. It's a cool little, it's very, like, of its era, like, mascot kind of team-up sort of game. But sure. I, in my head, had always had that it was, like, just a fun little disposable co-op thing. But it's, like, fucking challenging. Mm. It's, so if you're after a cool throwback, challenging bullet hellier kind of game,
and you got a couple of options, hey?
with an awesome aesthetic. It really does feel like it's a good companion to Cuphead. Yeah.
Well,
fuck yeah.
All right.
Well, that's video games for you.
That's the week in games.
That's
a goddamn episode.
yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there for another week. Thank you for joining us, Giant July. Giant July, we're about to go record the Warcraft commentary,
yes,
which will be up this weekend.
Sunday.
For you to enjoy.
Sunday, Australia.
Yes.
Yep. So get on there, get the bonus episodes, get ready for that, and then get ready for, the following weekend. We're doing a live planned games.
Yep.
Online thing on there. So
all the
get on
stuff's
there
on the Patreon if you go over. So again, patreon.com/filthycasualspod.
Yeah. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every edition of Filthy Casuals.
G'day, my name's Bullet Hellier. That's him shooting bullets at you. I guess.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.